I see there was an action item regarding referendum. What did the board decide to do?
The board decided to put the referendum back on the ballot this spring for the April election, and the amount that they're going to ask for will be $8 million instead of the original $9 million that we asked for last fall.
Is there a reason for that $1 million difference?
One of the things that we were trying to look at was trying to reduce the cost, lower the tax rate on the bond, and hopefully that will help with getting the vote through.
And this is to build a new high school, correct?
Correct, a new high school facility.
Would there be some state money involved, too, if this is approved?
Right. If it's approved, then we will not issue bonds until the state comes through with their capital development funds. And when they come through, it should be about 68% the state paying for and the district paying for the other 32%. So it would be like a $26 million project, and it would be an $8 million cost to Illini West High School District.
Is that something that will be heavily promoted as you try to win approval this time?
Correct, yeah.
Is there anything you might do different since it was defeated, 63% no in November? Will there be something different you do in terms of promoting it?
Well, I think, we just had a late start last fall with promoting it. We're going to have an earlier start now. People already know the general issues concerning the building that we're presently housed in and the need for a facility. So it's going to be more of an outreach to get people to see what's going on and get them through the building that we're currently in.
Is there might there be a little greater sense of urgency, too, given that after April there's not another chance for an election, I think, until March of 2014?
Right. Correct. It'll be a full year before there's another election. So, yeah, the state money becomes available to Illini West, and we have not secured our local funding. Then Illini West goes to the next year's list, and we do not receive the state funding at that time. We'd have to wait till our name came up again. So it's somewhat urgent that we get our referendum passed, our local money available, so that when that state money does become available to us, we're ready to go with the project.
Yeah. Do you have a feel for how soon you could break ground if the referendum is approved, how soon the state might come through with the money?
I'm not sure. Once the referendum is passed, the district has 5 years to issue bonds. Sometime within that five-year period, the state would have to come up with their portion of the money. If they don't do anything in 5 years, then the bond just simply the referendum lapses and no bonds are issued, which means no tax increase.
Okay. I take it this is something you'd like to get started on sooner rather than later.
Oh, yeah. Getting to work on it immediately.
Yeah. Why so? Why is a new high school needed for Illini West?
Well, Illini West currently does not own their own facility. We lease a facility from the Carthage Elementary School District. We have 12 portable classrooms out back that were used when we purchased them, and it's not a safe environment for our students from going from one building to another building continually through the day. We have a lot of heating issues in the current high school, and we've had a lot of water line breaks throughout the high school this year. Old infrastructure with a lot of repairs needed on the old building, and we don't own it.
And you already have a site chosen for the new high school, correct?
Correct.
Can you refresh my memory? Where is that?
It's just east of the current high school parking lot, so it's just across the street.
And that is land you already own, or will you have to buy that?
We have an agreement to purchase it if the referendum passes.
Would part of the bond money be used to make that acquisition?
Yes.
All right. Anything else you think is important for people to know about this building bond issue?
Yeah, they just need to get to a community meeting this spring and this winter and get the facts and come to the high school, walk through the high school, and check out what the students and teachers are dealing with on a day-to-day basis and become an educated voter.
You mentioned community meetings. Have those been scheduled?
They haven't been scheduled yet, but I would imagine within the next week or so, they'll start to be schedule will start to be developed and put out.
And something that you might be doing for the next 2 or 3 months, I guess, between now and April then?
Correct.
I think that should do it.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you.